Okay, Rabosa, I'd like to welcome everyone to June's Man, a big Yasher Koyach to those Talmidim who are able to be here in person. We're on the second floor of Gluck, preparing for the Shiurim. And I also want to thank the Chevra that are here on Zoom with this hybrid option. We're able to be Mosif, the Gvulei Talmidim, and it's really nice. I wish everyone could see each other. It's a little complicated, but Baruch Hashem, it's a nice Chevra, both in person and on Zoom. And I hope Mitzvah Hashem will have for the time that we're together during June. This is a little bit before June even. It's Riza Makdim, right? But I hope the time that we have together will be productive and will really have a strong end to this month. As we mentioned in the WhatsApps, we're going to have the Mar Makomos in a box in the front of the Beis Medrash on the second floor of Gluck. I strongly recommend, just as a reminder, if you still have Sfarim and Zeisman, clean them out of Zeisman because they are going to clean out that Beis Medrash sometime during June. To try to get your Sfarim out of Zeisman. But the Makoros will be in a box in one of the front bookcases in the Gluck Beis Medrash. And we're going to put them online also. We'll send it out in the WhatsApp. So we'll try to make it as accessible as possible. Don't think that we're going to do, you know, the whole sheet, the first sheet in one shear, or the second sheet in one shear. I tried to put more than one shear in each Mar Makoma sheet, just so that it'll be easier, the photocopying will be easier. We might do more than one topic in one shear, but, I don't know if we're necessarily going to finish a sheet per shear. So, again, the goal is not to run through it, to do it as best as you can, and we'll try to grow as much as we can in the sugyas that we do together. Okay, any thoughts, any other things to mention before we start? Okay, let's begin. The Mishnah, at the beginning of the 8th parak on the Fayin Zayin Amud Aleph, says as follows. Hazara gedle ishto, v'hi besoch beso besoch chatzera, harezo megureshes. Someone who throws a get to his wife, she's besoch beso. He doesn't give it to her in her hand. It says in the pasuk v'nasan b'yada, the normal way to do a gerishin is that the husband gives the get to the woman in her hand. But here he's not giving it to her in her hand. He's throwing it into the chotzen. So he's zorek get leishto. She's either besoch besa or besoch hatzera. Of course, the question is, why does she have to be there? The Gemara is going to talk about it. The Gemara that finds Zayin on base. We'll get to it, hopefully, mitzvah Hashem. But he throws it into her bias, into her chotzer. So the Mishnah says she's megureshes. Zorek ola besoch besa or besoch hatzera. Afila hu ima b'mita ena megureshes. But if he throws it to her inside his own home, or his own chotzer, it lands in his chotzer, so then she's not megureshes. And the Mishnah adds, afilu hu ima b'mita, what does that mean? So the Tosfos Yom Tov and the Teferes Yisrael on the Mishnayos, they explain, afilu hu, the hu is referring to the get. Even if the get is ima b'mita, the get is, he throws it into her bed. The get is ima b'mita. So you would think, somehow, even though that's b'rishuso, it's betoch chatzero, it's betoch beso. But the get is ima b'mita, so you would think that since she has a makom miyuchad within his home, she has her bed and he has his bed, so she has a makom miyuchad within his home, maybe that should be viewed like chatzera, and maybe that should work. Kamashmala, no. Now the Gemara in Daf Ayin Chesem and Aleph is gonna say that we're talking b'mita shalo, meaning he owns the bed. It's her bed, but he owns the bed. If it's mita shalo, that's a totally different issue. Mita shalo, if she owns the bed, but it's in his reshus, so that's what we would call Kalev Shalokeach b'shus mochem. That's a complicated child. The Gemara and Dafayim Ches is going to talk about it. But we're talking about Mita Shalo, but it's Miuchedes La. It's her bed, but it belongs to him. The Chiddush is that even if the get is Ima B'mita, right, the get is B'makom Miyuchad for her, it's still called Chatzero. It's not hers. It's not really hers since it's Mita Shalo. It's called Chatzero, and that's why she's not going to be Megureshes. And finally, the Mishnah says, "L'tocheka or l'tokolosa harezu megureshes." If he throws it into her lap or he throws it into her basket, she's going to be megureshes. And the Gemara Daf Ayin Ches is going to talk about this case as well. That's also klosa is kalev shalokeach b'shus mocher. She's in his chotzer, but it's l'tokolosa. The Gemara is going to describe what kind of klosa is. The klosa hanging? Is the basket hanging, or is it dragging on the floor? And this is all discussions for the Gemara Daf Ayin Ches. This is the basic Mishnah that talks about being megarish, a woman, by giving her the get l'to chatzera. So Rashi immediately comments, Hazor get v'hu besoch beis, v'hi besoch beisa, shal nichse maluk. It's a bias of nichse melug. We know there's a difference between nichse melug and nichse tzom barzel. There are two types of nechasim that a woman can bring into her marriage. Nichse melug are nechasim that the Baal plucks from, meaning the guf belongs to the woman, but the peros belong to the Baal. That's the case that we're talking about over here. Rashi is clearly coming to tell us something. Lafuke is something else. Lafuke nichse tzom barzel. If this would be a chotzer of nichse tzom barzel, then she wouldn't be megureshes. What does that mean? Nichse tzom barzel, the difference between nichse melug and nichse tzom barzel is that nichse tzom barzel, the guf belongs to the Baal. Meaning, nichse tzom barzel, why is it called tzom barzel? What kind of nechasim are iron sheep? Iron sheep means that when the Baal gets the nechasim, they're his. We estimate the value. Let's say the value of the nechasim at the time of the marriage is $1,000. So he agrees to give her back $1,000, to give her property worth $1,000, give her back $1,000 in the event of death or divorce. Right? That's part of the ksuba. So the property belongs to him completely. He owns the guf. Right? If the property goes up in value, then he gains. If the property goes down in value, he loses. He has to give her back $1,000. So he not only gets the peres, but he has the guf as well. Now, obviously, if he throws the get into a chatzer that's nichset on barzel, it's like throwing it into his own chatzer. That's not going to work. That's why Rashi says we're talking about a case of nichset malug. So the case of nichset malug is where she owns the guf, he gets the peres, but she owns the guf. That's why it can be, we would think it's l'toch chatzera, and that should work. Okay, that's the assumption of the Gemara. And obviously the Gemara is going to ask, mashakansi shakana baila, even if she owns the guf, but really he gets the peres, so how is she kona the get, etc. We're going to see the discussion of the Gemara. But the whole discussion begins because we're talking about nichset malug, where she owns the guf. So because she owns the guf, it could be chaserah. If it's nichset on barza, there would be no havamina that the gerushin would be chal. Okay. Continues Rashi. Areza megureshes, the konsala chaserah keilu nasno biyado kide mefarish begimar. Why she megureshes if the husband is zorik esaget latoch chaserah? Because konsala chaserah. She owns the chaser. Kansala chatzer, her chatzer is kona the get. The chatzer is kona the get, that's why she's going to be megureshes. This is how Rashi explains the Gemara. So when you read this Rashi, it should jump out at you. If you're starting Gittin with Perek Hazorik, in some yeshivas in Chodesh Elul, they like to learn Hazorik. It's a nice lumdish Perek. It's a smaller inyan, so that's the Perek they learn. So if you start with Perek Hazorik, you read the Rashi and you think innocuously, Rashi not saying anything. Obviously, the woman has to be kona get in order to be megureshes. But if you learn Hazorik at the end of the year, right, if you learn it in the last month, not the first month of the year, so we have a little bit of a background. And it should jump out at you, what's Rashi saying? Kansala chatzera. Who ever heard of a kinyan by Gerishin? Right? We know the Ktos HaChoshen. Famous Ktos in Simon Reish, Sukkot and Hay, maybe one of the top five, right? The Ktos says that you don't need kinyan for Gerishin. There is no Kenyan in Gerishin. Gerishin is all about Nesina Latoch Yada, Nesina Latoch Hatzera. Vinasan Biyada. The Ktzoh says that Gerishin does not require Kenyan, there's only Nesina. What are his Turayas, remember? What are the Turayas, anyone? First of all, Isuriana, and then Balkarcha. Excellent, right? You can be Megarish, a woman, Minat Torah, even Balkarcha, Midrabana, right? There's a Cherem, Derbin of Gerishin. We don't do that kind of thing. But Minat Torah, a woman can be Megureshes, even Balkarcha. There's no Kenyan Balkarcha. So if you need Kenyan in order to shaft the Gerishin, it shouldn't work. Zakhtak says, you don't need a Kenyan. Nesin is enough. What's more, there are many Rishon that hold there's no Zechiyah be Yisuri Hana. You can't be Kona, you can't own Yisuri Hana. Orla and Chametz B'Pesach, Avodah Zarah, etc. And nevertheless, the Gemara in Daf Chof says, Sholchol Mitam, that kosval isurei ana kasha. If you write the get on isurei ana, the get is kasha. How can that be? There's no zechira in isurei ana. So how's the woman going to be called the get? Zaktik tzos. There is no kinyan in get. It's just an asina ba'alma. So the question is, what's Rashi talking about? Isn't Rashi a raya against the tzos? But how can Rashi be a raya against the tzos? The tzos are two rayas to his yisod. So Rashi is against the Gemara. It's a pellet, right? So something is not fitting in over here. That's the first kasha. That should jump out at you when you start Hazarik. Now, what does Rashi mean, Konsala Chatzera? Konsala Chatzera, who ever heard of Kinyan and Gerishin? Gerishin is all about Nesina, it's not about Kinyanin. So why does Rashi mention this idea of a Kinyan? But the truth is, it's not just Rashi. Right, when we learned the Ktzos, so we were focusing on the Gemara Daf Tes Amid Beis, where the Shtar Shichur can be Shalom Lishma. That really was our entry into the Ketzos. And we talked about Gita V'chatzer Bar Ke'echad, Gita V'yada Bar Ke'echad by Shichur of an Eved K'naini. That was our conversation. Right? So we sort of left it with the Yisod of the Ketzos, that the Ketzos holds that there's no Kenyan by Get, it's only Nesina. That's how we left it, and that was enough for that discussion. We didn't really get involved in sugyas, in different sugyas, which seemed to be against the Ketzos HaChoshen. We didn't want to complicate the matter too much. So we left it with the Yisod of the Ketzos, which really remains. The Ketzos does have that Yisod. But with many Yisodos that we find in the Rishonim and the Acharonim, very often you have to embellish them a little bit. You have to fine-tune them. Because you look at other Gemaras, you'll see it's not as simple as you thought Metchilim. And that's the case with this Ketzos. I'm not taking back what the Ketzos says, but we have to fine-tune it in order to fit it in, to really get the emes pshat in the Ketzos. Not just because we're going to have questions on the Ketzos HaChoshen, but in fact, from the Ketzos itself, it seems like you have to fine-tune it, because if not, the Ketzos is so sir himself from one place to the next. What do I mean? So this Rashi is only one marker. It's not just a Rashi. The Ketzos is against the Gemara. Is a Gemara... first of all, our Gemara, before we get to Bava Metzia. Our Gemara. What does the Gemara in Gittin say here? Gemara says, Minoha Nimili, the Tanah Rabbana Venosam Biyoda, Ein Li Ela Yoda. Gaga Chatzer Vekapifa Menayat HaMalama Venosam Mikol Mokam. Gemara says, how do I know that you can be Zorei Get Leishto L'Toch Chatzera and be Megarisha? You don't have to give the Get L'Toch Yoda. Nesino L'Toch Chatzera is enough. He says, Venosan. It says Venosan in the Pasuk. So Rashi explains, says v'nasa mikom makom de darshinan lei ba'an pein afshem midlok siv biyada yitnenu. Could have said biyada yitnenu. It says v'nasan biyada. This is an extra lashon, right? Biyada yitnenu is mashmalah nesina koldehu. Biyada the kasa rachmana de beinan dumi biyada mishdamers l'day to get in fashto kamei. It could have said biyada yitnenu. Biyada yitnenu. You give it in her hand. That would have been the normal way to say. Vinasan is a more general lashon. It's not yitnenu, give it, give the get. Vinasan, stam vinasan. So it sounds like it's a more general nesina. To be mar bechatzera, not just yada, but even chatzera. That's how Rashi explains. So that's the pasuk vinasan biyada mikol makom baget. Says the Gemara, v'tanya nami hachi gabi ganav. We have a similar drasha by a ganav. We know that a ganav is chayav kefil, someone who steals secretively. A gazlan is someone who steals the chazka, right, in broad daylight. He rips it out of the guy's hand. A ganav is he comes to his home secretively at night and takes it away. What's the difference? Gneva is gzela. What's the difference? The difference is that gneva is viewed as worse. So the Torah gives an extra knas to a ganav. What's that knas? Kefel. Right? The ganav has to pay kefel. The gazlan doesn't pay kefel. So the pasuk says him, "Himatzei simatzei biyado ha-gneva mishar ad chamor ad sechayim shnayim mishalim." There's a chiyuv to pay kefil by the ganav. But the pasuk says, "Himatzei simatzei." What's this double lashon? So says the Gemara, "Tanina mihachi gabi ganav yado only im himatzei simatzei biyado." It says yado by ganav only ele yado gaga chatzev kapi from a nine time alama himatzei simatzei mikom makom. Himatzei simatzei. The expert himatzei teaches me mikom makom, not just yado, but even mechatzeiro. Even if it's found by Chatzero, he's also going to be Chayv. Doesn't have to go L'toch Yodom. So you see, both by Ganav and by Get, that Chatzero is enough. It doesn't have to be Biyad. So what do you need both Pesachim for? So the Gemara says, Utsricha, the Yash, Meinan Get, Mishim de Balkarcha, Megasha, Aval Ganav de Leser, Balkarcha, Emalo. If it would have only said Vinas and Biyada to be Mar B'Chatzero by Get, I think Dafka by Get, because Get works even Balkarcha. So since Get even works even Balkarcha, I think that we're Mar B'Chatzero. We're Mar B'Chatzero. Because since Get is more kal, it can work even by karcha, maybe even the chatzah should work as well. But by Ganav can't be by karcha. You can't force the guy to be a Ganav to acquire the Ganeva by karcha. He says, I don't want to steal. Right? Something from someone, something that belongs to his friend falls into his chatzah, and he says, I don't want it. What, you force him to acquire it? It's ridiculous. Right? So you'd think, since Ganav can't be by karcha, maybe it's more chamer. If it's more chamer, so maybe chatzah is not necessarily by Ganav at all. He's only chayev by kefil, he'll only be chayev by onsim. If it goes into his hand, not into his chatzim. Even if it's midaita, it'll only work if it's l'toch yada. V'iyash me'inan ganav, mishim l'kansi rechmana, av'l get emelo, tzricha. And if the pasuk had only told me, by ganav, himatzi simatzi, I'd say, davka by ganav. By ganav we extend. We say yada is not necessary, it can even be chatzim. He'll be chayav ba'onsim, he'll be chayav ba'kefel, even if the gneva goes into the chatzim. But I would think that by get, no. Because I'd say that Ganav is a chiddush. Rachmana can say the Torah puts a fine on him. So then the Torah, in punishing him, says that he's going to acquire the geneva to be chayav kefil, to be chayav ba'otzim, even if it's only in his chotzer, not in his yat. So that's why I need both. What makes a tzrichas between ganav and get? So how do we understand this tzrichasa? So bepshuto, at first glance, that line about get works out very nicely with the ktzos. The Gemara first says that if I would only have the pasuk by get, I think get is special since it works balkarcha. Then even chotzer is enough. Well, what's pshat? So l'chori could say that if I'd only know get, I'd say get works balkarcha. You don't need a kinyan. You only need nesina l'toch reshusa. So maybe just like l'toch yoda works, l'toch reshusa should work as well. L'toch chatzera should work as well. But how do you know that chotzer works by ganav? Ganav is all about kinyanim. That's what you could have said. Right, that makes a lot of sense. Get is balkarcha. So if get is balkarcha, I think the dafka get, but not by ganav. So I need the pasuk by ganav too. But there's a srichas by ganav also. So ultimately, what comes out is that ganav and get are the same. The Torah puts them together. By ganav, you certainly need a kinyan, right? He's kona the object. We talked about this many times. You're a kinyan and ganeva. It's chayev ba'onsim. And he's chayev kefel, because he acquires the gneva. Ganav certainly is a function of kinyan. So what do you see from the tzrichasa? You see that the two go together. If I only would have ganav, I would say that the ganav is kone because Rachmana can't say. The Torah punishes him. So that's why we extend the ability to be chayev ba'onsim and chayev kefel, not just to yad, but even to chatzah. But I wouldn't know what? I wouldn't know that chatzah works where? I wouldn't know chatzah would work by get. I wouldn't know, frankly, that chotzer would work by mekach u'memker either, as a kinyan. Right? If it only works by ganav because Rachmana can't say, I wouldn't know chotzer works anywhere. So I have the pasuk by get, that teaches me what? That teaches me chotzer works by get, and it works in Kol HaTorah Kula. It works by kinyanim also. It works by mekach u'memker in Kol HaTorah Kula. Now, how can ganav and get be a double limud, right? Be a limud together to learn a kinyan of yad, a kinyan of chatzer by mekach u'memker, if get is not about kinyanim at all? Isn't it mefurish from the Gemara, the fact that the Gemara puts ganav and get together to teach me yad and chatzer, to teach me the kinyan of yad, kinyan of chatzer by mekach u'memker, by kinyanim in general, doesn't that show you that there is a concept of kinyan by get? It's tacha Gemara mefurashis against the ktos. But it goes even further than that. Right, one final question. Reb Chaim was troubled with a Gemara in Bach Metzia. Now this appears in the Reb Chaim in the stencils. It's also, the Rav mentioned this, it appears in the Masorah journal. The OU came out with a beautiful journal. It doesn't come out as frequently now, but a number of years ago, when the Rav was first Nifta, they came out with a journal that both had Mamorim on Kashrus, in Yoni Kashrus, and also ideas from the Rav, Torah of the Rav. So in Chelek Hay of the old Masorah journals, they have this vart from the Rav. The Kasher, Reb Chaim asked, and the Rav had a Mahalach. Reb Chaim asked the Kasher from Bav Metzi. The Gemara Bav Metzi on Daf Yudam Beis is trying to figure out what's the marker for Kinyan Yad. What's the context? The Gemara quotes the Machlokas Amoroim, where the Ktana Yesh Lachotzeh. Does a ketana, meaning a girl below bas mitzvah, can she be kona b'chotzer? That's the shaila. Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish, Mishuma b'koin bardala, a machlokas with a ketana, yesh l'chotzer, ein l'chotzer. Reish Lakish says ketana, ein l'chotzer, ve'ein l'dalad amas. Leave out the dalad amas for a moment. There's a kinyan of dalad amas, but we don't have to talk about that. Reish Lakish says she doesn't have a kinyan of chotzer. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, she does have a chotzer. What's the machlokas? What's the machlokas? So the Gemara says, Gemara wants to say initially, you know what the machlokas is? Machlokas is a lamda shavart. What's the nature of kinyan chotzer? You think that they would say this in the yeshivas, you know, this would be like a shir kloli. But no, it's the Gemara Bav Metzia, Daf Yudam Beis. I mean, where do you think they got the shir kloli from? This is the pisma. The Gemara taught us how to learn. The Gemara was the first brisker. I mean, the Gemara predated the briskers, right? But the Gemara says, what's the shaila whether the ketana has a chotzer or not? Well, what's the nature of kinyan chotzer? Is chotzer mishum yad israbai, or is chotzer mishum shlichus israbai? Ah, that's a chakir. Right? Is chatzer mishum yad is rabbi? The chatzer is an extension of the yad. It's a yada arichta of the bailam. It's like an extension of his hand. So if it's an extension of the hand, then a ketana does have a chatzer. Why? Because the ketana can be miskareshes. Right? If a father marries off his daughter who's a ketana, and then there's nisuin, minatora she's married. Let's say the husband wants to divorce her. So once there's nisuin, she's outside the rishus of the father, so she can accept the get. V'nasan biyoda, if he puts the get in her hand, then the get is chal on a level of daraisa. So even though the ketana, right, we can't really understand how that works, right? But the ketana has a yad. So if the ketana has a yad, and chotzer mishum yad is rabbi, the ketana should have a chotzer as well, says the Gemara. But if chotzer mishum shlichus is rabbi, if the chotzer is not viewed as a yad, come on, it's not an extension of the Baal's hand. He's not attached to the chotzer. So what's the chotzer? Well, the chotzer is like a representative of the Baal. So where do we have a precedent for that? Shlichus. A shlich is also representative. He's a proxy of the Baal. So maybe we should say chotzer mishum shlichus is rabbi. Well, so says the Gemara, if chotzer mishum shlichus is rabbi, then the ketana is not going to have a chotzer because ketana doesn't have shlichus. So if you learn the chatzah mishum yad is rabbi, the ketana does have a chatzah because she has a yad. We know she has a yad and get. But if you learn chatzah mishum shlichus is rabbi, the ketana doesn't have a shliach, so she won't have a yad either. That's the shaila in the Gemara. That's what the Gemara says. So then the Gemara, it's a back and forth. We skipped a little bit in the Maror Makomos. But you come to the bottom of Daf Yudam and Bezim, but let's see, the Gemara says like this. Yada is rabbi. Is there really anyone who can say the chatzer is not mishum yada? We know chatzer is mishum yada. What's the shaila? You want to have a brisk shaila about that? There's no brisk shaila. It's obvious. Of course it's mishum yada is rabbi. We have a pasuk that chatzer is mishum yada is rabbi. What's the pasuk? V'atanya yada en liyela yada gaga chatzer v'kabifim v'nayim tamalama v'nasa mikol makom. The Brisa says legabe ged v'nasan biyada v'shulcham ibeiso. The way that a husband is megarish his wife is to v'nasan biyada nesina l'toch yada becomes the Brisa and says not just l'toch yada but even l'toch chatzera gaga chatzera bekapifim v'nayin tamalam v'nasan mikol makom. So you see clearly chatzer is mishum yad esavoy. Chatzer is an extension of yad. It says v'nasan biyada. That the Lashon V'nasan is marben, not just Yad, but even Chatzim. So how can you say Mishum Shlichus? It's Mefurish in the Braisa, it's Mefurish in the Drosha, that Chatzir is the extension of Yad. Gaga Chatzir V'kapif V'nayit, it's like an extension off of Yada. V'nasan means Mikol Makom, not just B'yada, but Mikol Makom. Of course it's an extension of Yada. So Gemara says, not so fast. Le'inyin get kuliyam alo pligi, the Chatzim Mishum Yada Yisraboy. Ki pligi le'inyin mitziya. Yeah. Lenin get, you're right. Get, of course, chatzer is mishum yada is rabbi. But we're talking about metzia, we're talking about mammon. Lenin metzia, then there's a shaila, there's room for a shaila. Mar sovi afina metzia miget, and mar sovi loy afina metzia miget. The machlokis, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, is whether we derive metzia from get. And as Rashi explains, based on the Gemara, question is, do we derive mammon from isurin or not? Get is isurin. Metzia is mammon. So that's the question. Do we derive mammon from Yisurim or not? That's the shayla. So by get, chotzer is certainly mishum yad esaboy. The question is, do we derive mammon from get? Now do we paskin? Does a ketana have a yad? Does a ketana not have a yad? Does a ketana have a chotzer? Does a ketana not have a chotzer? So you look at the os in the Rambam. The os is on whom? Rabbi Yochanan. The os is on Rabbi Yochanan that ketana yesh l'chatzah. The ketana has a chatzah. So what are we saying? Right? We're deriving mammon from get, that just like a ketana has a yad and the chatzah by get, so too by metziah shall have a yad and a chatzah. So what are you saying? We're deriving kinyan yad and kinyan chatzah by mammon, by metziah, from get. But if according to the Ktzos, there's no Kenyan by get, how can we derive Kenyan Yad and Kenyan Chatzer by Mammon from get? It's the Chapela. It's a Pela. Ktzos is very difficult. Okay, so these are the three Kashas that we start Perek HaZorik with. First of all, the Loshen of Rashi is troubling. The Rashi says, Konsala Chatzer, that the Chatzer is Kona the get for her, and that's how she's Megoreshes. Why does the Rashi need Konsala Chatzer for? According to the Ktzos, there is no kinyan by get, it's only nesina. But it's more than just the Rashi. The Gemara, both in Gittin, that puts Geneva and Chatzer together, right? That we're learning Kinyan Chatzer by Geneva. We're learning Kinyan Chatzer Kol HaTorah Kula from a you know, Shnei Ksuvim Barm Ke'echad of Geneva and Gittin. But there's a Trichasa. We need both of them, right? We need both of them. So we're going to learn from the combination of both that there's a concept of Kinyan Yad and Kinyan Chatzer by Mamonis in general. So how can we do that? How can we learn Kinyan from Get if Get only has an Asina? What's more, the Gemara Bava Metzia says this as well, that we're deriving, Rabbi Yochanan derives Kinyan Yad and Chatzer by Mamon, by Metzia, from Get. But by Metzia, you need a Kinyan. By Get, there is no Kinyan according to the Tosa. How can you derive one from the other? That's the problem. The Imre Moshe, Rav Moshe Sokolovsky, in Simen Chofei, he rather has a lot in Perek HaZorik. We're going to be referring to many tourists of the Imre Moshe here in Junzman. So he has a fundamental yisod, a very, very important yisod. He says that you have to go tiefer, you got to go deeper into the Ktzos. The Ktzos said what he said, but he meant a little bit more than that. He says, even according to the Ktzos, there's a Kenyan in Get. All the Ktzos meant to say is that you don't need a Kenyan for the Chalos Gerishin. That's all he meant. He meant for the Chalos Gerishin, there's no need for a Kenyan. Through the Nesina itself, the Gerishin are going to be Chal. But there's no question that the woman has to be Kona to Get ultimately. It's just that once you have a Nesina, the Gerishin is Chal, and then Mimela, the Torah is Makna to Get to the woman. That's the Pshat. There is a Kenyan. But it's not that the woman is kona to get. She only needs an asina. The Baal is no sin to get, l'toch yad, l'toch hatzera, and the gerishin is chal. But through the chalos gerishin, memela, the Torah is makna to get to the woman. And that's why it can work even b'korcha. It can work b'korcha because she's not acquiring it. The Torah is makna it to her, memela, through the chalos gerishin. So really, all you need is the Sina. And that's what the Ktzos told us. The Ktzos says it works Bakarcha because you only need a Sina. He didn't mean to say that the woman is not Kona. Ultimately, the woman is Kona. But it's not that she's acquiring it. She's not Kona herself. The Torah is Maknit to her. Through the Nesina, there's a Chalos Gerishin created. But Mela, that she's going to be Kona. Through the Torah is Maknit to the woman. So that's why it can even work Bakarcha, because she's not the one doing the Kinyan. It's the Torah that's being Maknit to her. What's more, that's why we can learn Kinyan Yad from Get. Because in terms of the Maisa Kinyan, they taka are the same. In the Maisa Kinyan, they are the same. If Kinyan Yad wouldn't work, then it would make no sense that the Torah could be Makna, the Get to the woman, through the Nesina. It's only because Yad is a mechanism for Kinyan. Yad is a good Maisa Kinyan. So that's why even though technically there's a deficiency, there's a Chisaron because it's Balkarcha, the Torah can say it doesn't matter that it's Balkarcha. The Torah does away with the Chisaron of Balkarcha. But the Torah can't create a Kinyan out of thin air. If there's no Maisa Kinyan of Yad, then it's not going to work even through the Torah. So the fact that there is this Chalos Kinyan, the fact that the Get becomes the woman's, it belongs to the woman through the Gerishin, so that shows you that Yad is a good Maisa Kinyan. So if it's a good Maisa Kinyan for Get, then it'll be a good Maisa Kinyan for Mammon as well. And Chotzer as well, Kinyan Chotzer. If it's a good Maisa Kinyan for Get, it'll be a good Maisa Kinyan for Dinei Mammonis, for Kinyanim in general. The only difference is that in the case of Get, the woman doesn't have to acquire the Get, the Torah is marked to the Get to her. But obviously, there has to be a Maisa Kinyan of Yad and Chotzer as well, because if not, then how's the Torah marked it to her? What, hocus pocus? There has to be a Maisa Kinyan. So if there is such a Maisa Kinyan by Gerishin, then there'll be such a Maisa Kinyan by Dinei Mammonis as well. So that's why you can learn Kinyan Yad and Kinyan Chatzer from Get, because there really is a Kinyan by Get. It's not necessary for the Chalos Gerishin. But once there is a Chalos Gerishin, Memela, the Torah is going to be Makne the Get to the woman. Now, this is not just an Achronish Avart, right? They say this is actually Mefurish in Yerushalmi. Before I moved to Muncie, I've lived in Muncie now for over 20 years. But before I moved to Muncie, we lived in Washington Heights for a period. I lived on the Bennett Avenue side, on the Breuer side. And often when I walked to the yeshiva, so I'd walk in the morning, you know, 8, 9 o'clock in the morning, whatever it was. So I'd often pass Rabbi Gelli. Rabbi Zachariah Gelli was the was the Rav of the Boris community for many years. He was a big Talmud Chacham. He was a Rosh Yeshiva in Sunderland in England before they brought him over to be Rav in the Boris community. And he would give Lamda Shishurim. He was a real Rosh Yeshiva. He was also a Rav. He gave great drushes. But he gave Lamda Shishurim on Sundays and in the Beis Medrash and other times. He was a tremendous Talmud Chacham. So we had a relationship. And often on my way out to get to yeshiva, so he'd be coming home from shul. So he'd ask me, in his beautiful British accent, as he was walking down the street, he'd say, "So, what are you learning? What are you learning?" You know, he'd ask me. You know, so I tell him whatever masech I was learning. We were there for like 8 years. So one year we were learning Gittin. I forget what the year was. What was the year? I have it here somewhere. I think Topshin Samach something. Tavshin Samach. This was Tavshin Samach. A few years ago. 23 years ago. Yeah, so I told him I was learning Gittin. So he says, "Oh, what sugi are you up to?" So I happened to be up to the Ktos. I'm in Reish of Cotton Hay. So I told him about the Ktos. He was all excited. He says, "The yeshivas, they say in the yeshivas that the Ktos holds that Gerishin is only Nesina." He said, "But it's not really true. Right? There's more. There's the depth of the Ktos." He says, "The Ktos himself holds that there's a kinyan and get." We're going to get to that Ktos too. He says, "But Demis says, I think it's Yerushalmi," he tells me. So I said, "Where?" So he told me. He says, "In the beginning of Perek Vav, in Gittin." So I thanked him very much, and I walked to Yeshiva, and I ran to get the Yerushalmi. And, at Kedarka Bakodesh, he was right on the money. He always had what to say. It didn't really matter what you were learning. He was knowledgeable in any sugya that you were learning. He was a tremendous Talmid Chacham. It was such a joy to speak to him and learning. It was so unfortunate when he got older, so he wasn't as clear in the head, and it was a big source of tsar. But Betokfo, he was really incredible. So what you showed me was Rav Geli pointing to. That's what I asked you to see in the Mar Makomos. You showed me in Perek Vav Halacha Aleph. He just quoted to me a line. They quote this. They do quote this in some of the Svarim. Quoted in the footnotes of the Ktos HaChoshen and other places. But just to give you the background, let's just look back. So we can see the Yerushalmi in context. I can just give you the line of the Yerushalmi, but what's the point just quoting a line of the Yerushalmi? Seeing the context, it's so much more beautiful. The Yerushalmi quotes the Machlokes, Rebbe and Reb Nosson. This is in the Yerushalmi in Gittin, Perek Vav Halacha Aleph, on Daf Lamed Dalid Amid Beis, Bisforim Shalon. Right, in our printing. I don't know, they reprinted the Yerushalmi. So I don't know if it's the same dafim, but this is the old Yerushalmi. So it's basically a machlokas amoraim. What's the din? If the woman makes a shliach lekabbalah to get to receive the get, and then the husband says, give it to her. And he uses different lashonas. Right? Omra hiskabali giti. The woman makes a shliach lekabbalah. V'halach v'amalo ishtecha omra hiskabali giti. So he goes and tells the husband exactly what the woman told him. So then the husband now says, Heilech, Veholichola, Nitnola, Zcheila, Niskabela. He uses different Lashonas. So what does that mean? Does he want to give it to the Shlich LeKabbalah, Betoras, a Shlich LeKabbalah, or is he Mevatel, the Shlich LeKabbalah, and he's saying, no, you take it, you'll be a Shlich LeHolocha, and she's only going to be Megureshes when the get arrives by her. So Rebbe says what? Rebbe says, "In Razal Hachzir Lo Yachzir." Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says that all these lishonos are accepting the shlichus de kabbalah. He can't be chozuba because the gerishin is over. Reb Nosson Amar, no, there's a split. Holichola v'nitnola. In Razal Hachzir Yachzir. His kabbalah is chayla. In Razal Hachzir Lo Yachzir. Reb Nosson says it depends. There are some lishonos where he accepts the shlichus de kabbalah, and some he doesn't. And then the Yerushalmi repeats and says, "Rebbe Omer b'chulan lo yachzer at sheyomalo I efshishet the kabbalah lo ella holichola." If he says, "I don't want you to be makabalit as a shliach kabbalah, I want you dafka to be molechit," so then even Rebbe says he's mavatel the shliach as a kabbalah, he's a shliach laholocha, and she's not going to be megureshes until she receives the get. But if not, Rebbe holds that any of these lishonos he's makabalit the shliach as a kabbalah, and she's going to be megureshes immediately. He can't be chozibah. So there's a little bit of a discussion in Yerushalmi, and then on Lamed Hayam and Aleph, Bisram Shalonu, the same halacha in Yerushalmi. Perek Vav halacha Aleph, the Yerushalmi has the following gibaya. This is really the important part for us. Reb Zeira Bo'i Kumi Reb Mono. That's a loshon of Yerushalmi. Right? Bo'i Kumi, this is the loshon of Yerushalmi. What can I tell you? That's how they spoke in Eretz Yisrael. Right? Af le'inyin matona kain? Adam osa shliach lekabel davar shena shalal? That's all a question mark, because it's ba'ikumi. Right? The Yerushalmi's lashon is a little interesting, right? He asked this shaila. Is it also true lagabe matana? What was the shaila? So the Pnei Moshe explains, the shaila was according to Rebbe, right? Rebbe holds that any lashon that you use, the shliach lekabbalah, accepts it on behalf of the woman. Right? Because we assume that the no saying, the Baal, is not chozebo. He's not mafki, he's not mavata the shlichos the Kabbalah. He says, give it to her the way she wants it. So you can be a shlich the Kabbalah. Basically, Rebbe says that the Baal is not mavata the shlich the Kabbalah, so the shlich the Kabbalah accepts it on the part of the woman. So comes the Gemara and says, is there a concept of a shlich the Kabbalah by Matana? That's Rabbi Zeira's shaila. Is there a concept of shlich the Kabbalah legabe Matana? Can you be makabel? Can you make a shlich lekabel on a dover she'eno shalo? Right, the makabel doesn't own the matana. He's getting the matana, but he doesn't own the matana. So can I make a shlichus on a dover she'eno shalo? That's the shaila that he asked. That's how the Pnei Moshe understands. So what's the answer? So comes the answer. Comes Rabbi Mon, and he says like this: Amale tamon there. That's like hasam. Tamon is hasam. Tamon haTorah zikas. Should be zichsa, right? But that's the lashon of Yerushalmi. Hatorah zichsa zikas osa beget v'hi osa shliach lekabel davar shu shalah islach lemeimar islach meimar b'matana adam osa shliach lekabel davar sheno shalah. Question mark, exclamation point, end of discussion. Right? Something like that, right? What's the answer? The answer is, what's one have to do with the other? Right? You're asking a shaila about matana from get. Matan and get are not the same. They're not the same. In the case of get, you can have an institution of a shliach lekabbalah. Because HaTorah zichsala. Right? Taman, that's the lashon of the Yerushalmi that I want you to know. Right? Five words. Taman HaTorah zichsa osa beget. Rav Geli's Yerushalmi. Right? That's what he told me. He said, look at the Yerushalmi. Taman HaTorah zichsala beget. Right? That's the lashon that he quoted. So it's great lashon of the Yerushalmi, but you know, you got to see the context. You have to see what the Yerushalmi is talking about. What's Yerushalmi saying? In the case of the get, the Torah is the one that gives the get to the woman. That's makna the get to the woman. So when she makes the shliach lekabbalah, at the moment that the shliach is exercising his shlichus, at the moment that he's mekayim the shlichus, the Torah is giving the get to the woman. The Torah is mezakeh the get to the woman. So we look at it as though she's making a shliach on a davar shehu shalah. But by matana, till she gets the matana, it's not a davar shehu shalah. So she can't make a shlichus to begin with. She can't make a shliach to begin with. Because until she gets it, it's not a davar shehu shalah. You can't make a shliach on a davar she'eno shalah. You can only make a shlichus on a davar shehu shalah. But the matana is not shalah till she gets it. Because the Torah is the one giving her the get, so somehow that can be boin ka'achas, right? She can make the shlichus, and the shlichus is going to be chal. The shlichus is going to be chal at the time of the kiyama shlichus, because the Torah is the one that's makna to get to her. So we view it as a davar shalom. But if she's the one who has to first be kona the matana in order to make the shlichus, you can't get the first base. So that's why it's not going to work according to Yerushalmi. What do you see from this Yerushalmi? That in the case of Gerushin, there really is a kiyama. The Torah is zichsa lebeget. The Torah is makna to get to the woman. The whole institution of making a shlich lekabbalah is gebayt on this yesod. It's built on this yesod that the woman actually acquires the get. Because if she wouldn't acquire the get, she wouldn't be able to make a shlich lekabbalah. And we know from the Mishnayos in the sixth parak that she's able to make a shlich lekabbalah. So it must be that the Torah is mezaka the get to the woman. It has to be like that. That's the yesod that emerges from this Yerushalmi. So Rav Geli just pointed out, he says, look, it's not just the Yerushalmi. The Ktzos Alein, the Ktzos himself says this. Beferish! Beferish! Where does the Ktzos say it? What, he sosa himself from some Simon Reish? Well, not so fast. You have to understand. You have to reconcile the two Ktzosim. What does the Ktzos say? The Ktzos is a kurz of art elsewhere. You gotta be a bucking Ktzos to figure this out. Right? Rav Jimitrovsky in the footnotes, so he got it. Right, he read through the Ktzos. Right, he wrote the footnotes. He read through the Ktzos before he wrote the footnotes. Then he did it again. Right, so those who read through the Ktzos, you know this Ktzos. If you don't read through the Ktzos, you might miss it. Even if you read through the Ktzos, you can miss it because it's just a line. What does the Ktos say? The Ktos in Simen Samach Vav. Ktos in Simen Samach Vav. Sivkot Nechav Zayin. What does he say? He said in the middle there, it's on page 4 in the packet, in Dibur Maskal Omnam. He says, Ube'ina nami shehoisha tizke b'niyor. Dim Omar hareza gitech v'haniyor sheli einem agoreshes. What's the Ktos referring to? It's referring to the Gemara Gittin. Gemara Gittin on Daf Chofa Mebeis. See, we had a whole shaylif in June. We should learn Hazorik. We should learn the 8th parak or the 2nd parak. So, in the very first shiur, we're making a pshor. We're learning both the set. You will see there are other things in the 2nd parak too. But also, anyone who wanted to learn the 2nd parak can be mollified. You'll feel happy. We're learning the 2nd parak too. So, what does the Gemara say there on Daf Chafam Beis? Tan Rabbanan, Hareza Gitech Vehaniyar Shali Einamagureshis. Einamagureshis. If he gave her the get ala tanai that she should return the niyar afterwards, then that works. But he says, why not? So Rashi says, "Ena megureshes the kaima the haniyar shalo lo nasa laklum the nimtu osios parchos ba'avir." If the niyar, if the paper remains the baal's, right? If the baal remains the owner of the papers, then what did he give her? He gave her the osios. The osios are parchos ba'avir. She's not going to get anything here. So what's really the problem? So the niyar belongs to him. So what? The niyar belongs to him, but he did a nesina. Didn't he do a mais in nesina? He gives her the get. And he says, I'm going to give you this get. This is a nesina. I'm nosin latoch yodech, right? He's giving the get to the woman. But the niyar, you should know, the niyar still belongs to me. So what? So the paper belongs to him. But he did a nesina. The osios are parchos ba'avir? What does that mean, the osios are parchos ba'avir? He did an asina with a cheftza shel get in the hands of the woman. So what's really the problem? Rashi says the osios are going to be parchos ba'avis. So what? But there's a nesina. Who cares? So comes the Ktos and says, I'll tell you what the problem is. The problem is the woman has to acquire the get. Right? What's his lashon? Bina nami shel isha tizka b'niyar. The woman has to acquire the get. So if he keeps the get, if he keeps the niyar, she didn't acquire the get. She only acquired the osios. The osios are parchos ba'avir. If there is no niyar, there's no get. The get has to be written on a paper. So if he still owns the niyar, she can't be megureshes. Zok the ktos, the woman has to be zocha b'niyar. Zocha b'niyar? I thought you only need an asina. If all you need an asina is an asina, what's the problem over here? It's tocha pala. If all you need is an asina, what's the problem over here? Zok Rav Geli, no. The ktos is telling you, and of course, through the chalos gerishin, the woman has to acquire the get. The Torah is the one. Taman zichsala Torah. The Torah is mezaka the get to the woman. But if she's not going to be able to be zocha the get, because the husband said, haniyar shali, so you can't get the first base. The Torah can't do anything. The Torah can't do what the husband doesn't allow the Torah to do. If the husband allows the Torah to be mezaka the get to the woman, then it's going to work. But if not, it's not going to work. But Avada the Ktso says that there's a zechia beget to the woman. That's the Gemara. If you need the raya, what's the raya that the ksos hold there is a kinyan? Someone, you're on the line in the calf. I don't know, they still have the calf open in June? No more. Okay, so we're not on line in the calf. You're on line somewhere else. You're in the Beis Medrash, right? After Mariv, guys are talking and learning. So you turn to someone and say, you know, what's the raya the ksos holds that for Gerishin there's more than a sina, there's also kinyan? It's a ksos in Simon Samach Vav based on the Gemara and Gittin on Daf Chof on the base. That's the answer, right? Hareza Gitech. Why? Because the woman has to be zocha in the get. It's beforeish. It's also Yerushalmi, but there's no need to show off, right? You just mention the Gemara, the Gemara Daf Chaf Mebeis. That's enough. If Kelly's Yerushalmi is, you know, that's Tosefis. If he's really a good friend of yours, you can tell him the Yerushalmi too, right? So it's beforeish. The Ktos has to agree to this. So obviously, the Ktos has to be understood differently. That's the Imre Moshe's Yisod. That even the Ktos admits that there is a kinyan in get. It's just you don't need it for the chalos gerishin. For the chalos gerishin, the scene is enough. It's just memela. The Torah is going to be makna. The get to the woman, tamana, Torah, zichsala. Torah is going to be makna, the get to the woman. And if there's some kind of an ikuv in that kinyan, mitzad the baal, then it's not going to work. So if he says haniyar shali, then it's just not going to work. And that's going to be the problem. So this answers all of the kashas that we asked. The Ktos had two rayas. Why? Two rayas to explain why all you need is an asina. Right, first of all, that the get can can work even Balkarach of the Isha. So that's not a raya to anything, because the Torah can be makta the get to the woman even though it's Balkarach. She doesn't want to acquire it, but it doesn't matter. Once there's a chalos gerishin through the Nesina, so then she is going to acquire it. She's going to acquire it. The Ktzos had a second raya. What was the second raya of the Ktzos? Isurianos. So this is a little more complicated. So how are we going to get out of that raya? According to the Ktzos in Siman Samach Vav, there is a zechiah. The woman has to be zocha in the ged. If the Baal says honey, or shaliyah, it doesn't work because she can't be zocha. So if there's no zechiah in Isurianos, so how do you understand the Ktzos? So this requires a little bit more, just a little bit of a tosefes. B'chonon Wasserman in Kovet Shurim in Kiddushin, he points out that it's mefurish in the Gemara Kiddushin that one can be zocha memela in Isurianos. You can't be kone or makne Isurianah. The idea that there's no zechiyah in Isurianah means you can't sell Isurianah. You can't acquire Isurianah through mekach u'memker. But if you're zocha memela, then that zechiyah does work. What does that mean? Rebbe Chanan has this yesod. It's based on the Gemara and Kedushin. Well, what's this? What's the Gemara and Kedushin talking about? It's talking about Yerusha. Yerusha is an example of a zechiyah de memela. The Gemara and Kedushin on Daf Yud Zayin Amabez, Gemara there talks about an akum. Can a goy be yorishes oviv? So, Amar Rava dvar Torah ovik achavim yorishes oviv. Shenemar v'chishavim koneo v'loam yorishes koneo. Rava says there are different makoras, but we say minat Torah a goy taka is yorishes oviv. Then daraisa a goy can be yorishes father. A goy is yorish a goy. But how about a ger? A ger means the person was a goy and then he became a Jew. So was a ger yorishes father? So at first glance you'd say, but now he's a Jew. So if he's a Jew, he's not related to his father. Biologically, he's related to his father, but he's not related anymore. Gershon is Garak and Kotten Shinoladami. He's like a new person. Right? We had that Shavuos, right? All of Klal Yisrael. Gershon is Garak and Kotten Shinoladami. There's a whole discussion, the Mefarshim, whether it was really a Geirus or not a Geirus. What was Klal Yisrael before Matan Torah? But nowadays, Gershon is Garak and Kotten Shinoladami. He's not related to his father. So really, Minat Torah, right? There's no connection. It shouldn't be Yerusha. So is there Yerusha? So the Gemara says, Gemara is a Mishnah. Right? Ger ve'ovek ha'chavim sh'yorashu es aviyam ovek ha'chavim. Ger yochel lomer lo'ovek ha'chavim tol ato avodas ha'chavim v'ani mos. Tol ato yayin esech v'ani peris. The Gemara says, Ger es ha'ovek ha'chavim eino midivei Torah elo midivei sofrim. A ger is yorash his father only midirabon. And a Torah definitely not, because they're not related to each other. Chazal made a takana, made a rabbanan, that the ger is going to be Yerusha's father. Why? So we'll get to the case in just a second. The case is critical. But the Gemara says, V'yisak adaydech daraisa, kilobo l'rishu sonami, kishokil, chilufei avodas kachavim udakar shokil. We'll get to this in a moment. Ela midrabbanan gezeirahu da'ovud rabbanan shemiyazal l'sura. The Gemara says that it's not a din daraisa that a ger is Yerusha's aviv hagoi, but rather, midrabbanan gzereshem yachzer l'sura. Maybe he'll go back, right? He'll go back to not observing mitzvahs, right? He won't be so happy. He'll go back to his state of goyus because of his money, right? Let's say his father was a multimillionaire, and now we're going to say, well, you're not Yerush your father because you're a Jew and you're not related to your father. So he'll feel like, what did I gain from becoming a Jew? I lost my millions, right? I got, you know. The stock market went up. They had a new IPO, and my father made his millions. I could have gotten it, but I can't. So Chazal made a takana that he can be Yerusha's father, and that's ultimately what the Gemara says. But what's the case? What's the case that the Gemara is discussing? The Mishnah is discussing. Ger v'avikachom. Let's say one of the children became a ger, and the other one is still a goy. So ger v'avikachom shi'arshu saviim avikachavim ger yochalom alavikachavim tola tov v'askachavim vani mos. They're splitting up the Yerusha. So in the Yerusha, there's Avodah Zarah, there's Yayin Nesach, there are all these things that are Yisuri Anah. So what do you do? So the Mishnah says that until he takes possession, until the Ger takes possession of any part of the Yerusha, so he can make a deal. He can make a deal that I'll take this and you take that. Right? I'll take this, you take that. He's not exchanging what he gets for the Avodah Zarah for the Yayin Nesach because they both own it b'shutfis, so to speak. Right, they're just determining how to split the shutfis, but they both own it b'shutfis, so that's okay. But b'shabol l'rishuso, once they split it, so if he takes the avodah zarah, if he takes the ayin nesach, then he can't exchange. You can't tell the guy, okay, you know what? Let's flip it. That he can't do. Till they exchange it, till they take possession of the different parts of the Yerusha, then he can say, I'll take this, and you take the rest. Because not viewed as an exchange. But once he acquires, once they split it up, then he's not allowed to exchange the Ayin Nesach and the Avodah Zarah for the other elements, for the Dvarim HaMutar. So the question is, what before they split it up, he can take what he wants, and then the guy will take the other? What's going on? He was never Yorish. He was never Yorish, his father at all. How can you be Yorish Yisuri Anah? How is there any Zechiah in the Avodah Zarah? How is there any Zechiah in the Ayin Nesach? It should be that they're only Yorish, the Dvar HaMutar. So the Yisuri Anah went to the guy. The Yisuri Anah never went to the Ger to begin with, Minat Torah. Right? The Yisuri Anah never went to the Ger Bechlal, not Minat Torah, and not Midrabbanan. There's no Yerusha here Bechlal. How exactly does that work? Why do we say that before they split it up, then really the Yerusha went to both of them, and they can split it up in a way that works for the Jew, that works for the Ger? He never acquired any of the Yisuri Anah anyway, never belonged to him. So why should the guy, say, I'll take this instead of the other? Right? I'll take this, you take that. He never was Yerush at all. Rabbi Chana wants to say that, no, from here you see a Yisod, that since Yerusha is a Zechiyah de Memela, he's Zochin the Yerusha, he's Zochin the Yisuri Anah. The Jew can be Zochin the Yisuri Anah. He can't acquire the Yisuri Anah. He can't buy the Yisuri Anah. He can't sell the Yisuri Anah. But he can own it, right? He can be zocha in it, right? He can acquire it as long as he's not doing that through a kinyan, through a maisa kinyan. If he's zocha ba'ofen de memela, that's okay. And Yerusha is a zechiah de memela. The Torah gives it to him. It's an automatic zechiah. An automatic zechiah you can have, even with Yisuri Anah, Rabbi Chana wants to say. What's the vart? Well, what's Rabbi Chana saying? I think what he means is that we know in Bailus there are two parts, right? How do you describe Bailus? Ownership, right? There's X and there's Y. What are the two parts? Anyone? What are the two parts?
Shalom
B'Shusa. Shalom B'Shusa, exactly. There's Shalom and there's B'Shusa. What's the problem with Yisuri Anah? That you can't use it. So what does that mean? There's no Hishtamshus in the Yisuri Anah. What Chisaron is that in Bailus? It's a Chisaron in what? I didn't hear.
Shalom.
In Shalom? Is it a chisaron and shalom? You can't use it. It's a chisaron and b'shusa. It's not tachash litaso. It's not in his control because he can't use it. He doesn't have a zchus ishtamshus. He doesn't have a zchus ishtamshus, so that's not b'shusa. It's not b'shusa for him to do what he wants to do with it. But can you say it doesn't belong to him? It belongs to him. He just can't use it. Right? We have lots of things that belong to us that we can't use, right? I have a blender. I can't use it on Shabbos because the halach is I can't use it. Right, so I have certain things I can't use. I can't use it because there's something missing from the Bailus that I can't use it. So it belongs to me, but I can't use it. It's also ba'ana. So that's a problem in b'shusa. So I can't sell that because you can't sell a dav hashena b'shusa. You have to have full Bailus in order to sell something, or to acquire it with a ma'isa kinyan. I need to be acquiring the full Bailus. But tzchiya de memela, why can't it be shalom and not b'shusi? I didn't do anything. The Torah gave it to me. If it's a zechiah de memela, Rabbi Chana wants to say, you can get a zechiah de memela. What does that mean? I think he means, you can get the shalom. It'll never be b'shuso, because there's no zechus ishtamshus, but you'll get the shalom. So zechiah de memela you can have, even with Yisuri Anah. I think that's the vart over here. Right? What the Ktzos is saying is that really, gerishin is all about nesina l'tov yado. You have a nesina l'tov yado, that creates the chalos gerishin. But tamana Torah zichsala, the Torah automatically is makna, with a zechiah de memela, is makna to get to the woman. And that works even bal karcha. Right? As long as there's a maisa kinyan, as long as there's some kind of an act that could serve as a maisa kinyan if it would be medaita, meaning there's a yad, there's a chotzer, there's some kind of maisa kinyan there, so the Torah can cause that maisa kinyan to be makna to get to the woman, memela. Without a das, we don't need her das. There is some kind of a maisa kinyan there. But because it's a zechiah de memela, it'll work even on Yisuri Anah. That's why kasval Yisuri Anah is kasher. Because a zechiah de memela can work on Yisuri Anah. Because you can acquire the shalom memela, even if you're not going to get the birshusa. So that explains the two rayas of the ktzos, the raya of Yisuri Anah, the raya of bal karcha, just the raya that the ikach halos gerishin is totally in nesina, not in akna. But once there's the nesina, the Torah is mezakeh to her. The Torah is makna to her with the zechiah de memela. That's what it'll work on Yisuri Anah. That's what works even bal karcha. But because there is a kinyan, because even the Ktsos agrees that there's a kinyan, and the raya that the Ktsos agrees is that Tareza Gitech V'haniyar Shali Eina Megureshes, because as the Ktsos says, the woman is not going to require the get in such a case. Because there is a kinyan, so that's why the Gemara can derive kinyanyar and kinyanchotzer by Dine Mamadis, by kinyanim in general, from get. And that's why Rashi mentions. Rashi right here at the beginning of Perek HaZorek, Rashi says, HaZorek get l'toch chatzera, Torek get l'ishtov, v'hibisol beis l'toch chatzera, reza megureshes, the konsala chatzera. Rashi says konsala chatzera because everyone agrees there's a kinyan. Even the Ktsos agrees there's a kinyan. It's not necessary for the chalos gerishin. The ikar of the chalos gerishin is takin asina. Once there's an asina, tamana torah zichsalo, Yushalmi, tamana torah zichsalo, there's an automatic kinyan. And because she's konsala chatzera, because there is a kinyan chatzera, that's how there's going to be a gerishin. If chatzera were not a cheftza, were not a body that could create a kinyan, a body that's worthy of a maisa kinyan, so then the nesina would not have accomplished what it was supposed to accomplish. The nesina l'toch yoda has to accomplish a chalos kinyan as well. But because the chatzer is able to be kona in general, so that's why it's konsala chatzera through the kinyan of the Torah, and that's why she'll be megureshes with the nesina of the get l'toch chatzera.